Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I lost a little weight during COVID, but not enough to post my bikini pic. So people have been texting me going, where's your bikini pic? Where's your bikini pic? And I'm like, oh, no. So I don't know if you guys heard, but last week there was a study that came out that looked at doctors' social media. And I believe this was in the Journal of Vascular Surgery, where the researchers kind of had these kind of, you know, neutral-looking dummy accounts, and they kind of basically trolled a lot of doctors out there. And they found that a lot of the pictures that doctors post are unprofessional. And that could weigh on their, not so much aptitude, but it could weigh on how people perceive you. Well, MedBikini hashtag MedBikini came out because female doctors who thought that was kind of an inappropriate study and sexist decided to post all these pictures of them half naked with bikinis in protest. And I'm kind of torn by the whole entire thing. So again, I'm a Generation Xer, right? So, you know, and I had a military dad and a cop grandfather who was a police officer, you know, and I come from a family that was pretty, pretty regimented, a lot of rules. And so when I was in medical school, and they're like, look, you know, I don't care if you wear pants, I don't care if you wear a skirt, whatever, but you gotta dress appropriately, you gotta hide your tats, you gotta, you know, not have face piercings. I got it. You know, people want us to look like Marcus Welby. You know, they didn't want MASH, and, you know, even though my favorite doctor would be Scrubs, Turk and JD, but I get that they wanted a more professional look. And it's because people's lives are in their hand. I wanted a bunch of us to dress up for Halloween, and, you know, because I thought it would cheer up the kids, you know, where we could be, you know, dressed in clown suits and things like that or whatever. But one of the doctors said, but what if we have a child that dies? And you need to explain to that parent that the child died, that you couldn't save the child. Do you really want to be wearing a clown suit? And I don't like clown suits or anything like that. You know, I was probably going to be like, you know, Catwoman or something. I don't know what I was going to be. But, or O.J. Simpson. I don't know what we were. Oh, Monica Lewinsky. I think I was going to be Monica Lewinsky. I don't remember. But, you know, do you really want to be telling parents bad news dressed like that? So, you know, we doctors aren't the most fun. Well, now social media comes out. And we were warned, you know, by the powers that be very, very careful what's on social media. And be very careful drinking, going outside. And, you know, one of my friends who we opened a practice with said they want to open the practice on the other side of town from where we live. And I'm like, well, why would you do that? Don't you want to commute? He's like, I don't want people to see, you know, what I shop for, you know, at Target. I don't want them to see my, you know, hemorrhoid cream or me drinking or me whatever, you know, at a restaurant. And you know, it kind of made some sense, you know, because in order for patients to trust you and to, I mean, their life is in your hands. They, you know, you don't want them to have a bias, you know, against you, because maybe you have a political affiliation, or maybe it's because you like to have a Manhattan, or maybe it's because you like to eat junk food, you know, like, you know, for dinner. You don't want that to interfere with the training and the years and years and years of training you've done when you want to give, you know, good advice. So I get that doctors keep things private. All right. Well, apparently, some doctors did not like the study, where, you know, their bikinis or their alcohol or the fun, their, you know, pictures they have on social media. Some of them, I guess, kind of revolted with that because it's an invasion of privacy. And, you know, they're like, look, we are who we are. And if somebody doesn't like it, here am I in my bikini. But I really don't want to be honest, though. I don't like sexist, old, archaic rules. And, you know, I agree that, you know, our lives are our lives. But I got to tell you, and I kind of hate to say this, you know, but if I, you know, am looking for a doctor who is going to take care of a family member's cancer, and I'm really, really scared, and I'm worried about them, and I, you know, I hope that that doctor's team is on call, and, you know, if there's a question, or let's say even an OB, you know, I'm having a high-risk pregnancy, and I'm like, I'm scared, I don't know what to do, or whatever, you know. I mean, you know, it doesn't, shall we say, help knowing that, you know, there's other priorities, even though I know they're human. I mean, I'm allowed to go to the beach. I'm going to the beach this weekend. I'm allowed to go to the beach. I'm allowed to get a tan. I'm allowed to get, you know, a new bikini. I'm allowed to do that. But it does start to kind of deter that sort of quote unquote professionalism. Now, the answer to this is you let doctors do whatever the heck they want and just don't have patients follow you. Have a private account. You should have a private account. I think everybody should be able to display what they do. If they have a good body and they want to show that good body, they should be able to do it. You know, I mean, I've showed my roots. I showed me, you know, getting my, you know, not blonde hair, blonde, even though once I turn gray, I don't think that's going to be an issue. You know, I don't care if anybody knows that I'm not a real blonde. You know, I was born blonde, but things changed. So technically I am a real blonde, but not recently. I don't care what people think. I don't care what people think, but you know what? Then I'll make my account private if I do. But, you know, how I look at it is we women don't want to be told what to do. Okay? We know that us being in a bikini looks less professional than somebody being, you know, in a scrubs or, you know, business attire. But if this is what we want to do, this is what we want to do. All right? If patients don't want to come to us, patients don't want to come to us. We just don't want to be told what to do. So when you see this sort of protest, I get it. But I also get that, you know, if patients are entrusting their lives to you, you know, and they have kind of this image of somebody where the books are a priority as opposed to, you know, 18 piercings, I get how some people are going to have an affinity for the one that doesn't have piercings. I get that. Even though a lot of piercings are cool. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, Portland has been unfortunately dealing with days upon days, weeks of protests. And Donald Trump has sent forces. There's been confrontations between protesters and police and now federal agents in Portland, Oregon. And it has been, I think, now going over 51 days since the killing of George Floyd by police officers, or the death of George Floyd, however you look at it, in Minneapolis on May 25th, or the tragic death of George Floyd. I'm reading this off the news, so I apologize if I know there's a lot of debate on if he was killed or if he died, but it was very, very tragic, and you cannot watch the video. It's really, it's just, It's horrible. We've talked about that. It's, you know, but since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May 25th, protesters have been out on the streets in Oregon, in Portland, their biggest city. More than 50 nights in a row demanding reforms to policing practices and to address systemic racism in U.S. society. And on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany repeated the justification that the agents now are protecting federal property. So Trump has sent in officers from agencies under the Department of Homeland Security to reinforce and in some places replace police. So apparently the agents are in camouflage gear and they are, using, shall we say, certain tactics to, you know, control some of the violence. Some of the protesters have been involved in fires, windows being smashed, fights, there's graffiti, there's been shootings, and local leaders are claiming that the crowds were dwindling before Trump sent the agents in. And so there's this back and forth saying that things were dying down until Trump sent in the agents, then things kind of, you know, got back up again. Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler said the agents are making the situation worse. Governor Kate Brown filed a lawsuit seeking a restraining order. Constitutional law experts have said the administration risked precipitating a constitutional crisis by circumventing state and city governments and denying basic rights of assembly, free speech, and lawful arrest. So, unfortunately, the Trump administration is being told to do something, to step in. We saw what happened in Seattle, where people in Chaz or CHOP were suing the city for allowing that to happen because they couldn't run their business. Even though they were for Black Lives Matter, they kind of wanted the city to step up, and just like people are asking the government to step up. Now, according to Newsweek, Molotov cocktails, loaded rifle magazines were found in a bag near Portland protests. Police say a bag containing these Molotov cocktails. Molotov cocktails, I think they were Israeli designed, where it's a bottle of alcohol with a rag. So you light the rag, you throw it, and it could be a little, you know, bomb. Loaded rifle magazines have been found in a park in Portland, close to where nightly protests have taken place. Portland police protested or posted a photo of the items on Twitter, adding that somebody had pointed out the bag to officers. Now, this kind of rings a little similar to what we saw with some of the other protests where people were leaving bricks or leaving objects that people could use for the protest. So we don't know if this is that somebody forgot their bag and left it, or was it that there's Antifa or other groups, you know, strategically putting these things out there for people to use if they so desire. Officers were investigating reports of shots fired in the park when a passerby pointed out a suspicious bag to them. So police were there in the area. And then they said the origin of this ammunition of these destructive devices are under investigation. Two people were arrested on Sunday after a shot was fired in the park near Southwest 4th Avenue and Southwest Salmon Street. Officers responded just before 7:30 p.m. While they were securing the scene, a police or a person thought to be a victim arrived in the hospital in a private vehicle with a gunshot wound. That's non-life-threatening, luckily. So they don't think that the shooting or the bag were connected to the protests outside the courthouse. And right now the courthouse has been kind of a focal point. And President Donald Trump said he sent federal agents to Portland to quell the unrest. State and local officials are blaming him on exacerbating the situation. So federal agents have used tear gas at protesters, including a crowd last week, and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler was there at the time. He said he saw no justification for the force. So Portland police declared a riot early Sunday morning, saying protesters breached a fence that had been erected to protect the federal courthouse where agents were stationed, and in the hours leading up to the riot being declared, police said people in the crowd spent the night shaking the fence around the building, throwing rocks, bottles, and assorted debris over the fence, shining lasers through the fence, firing explosive fireworks into the area blocked by the fence, and using power tools to try to cut through the fence. So if they have video of that, there's the evidence that these need to be kind of, you know, staved off. On Sunday night, a crowd of around 1,000 gathered again for the 60th consecutive night. Oh, so now it's 60 nights of protests against police brutality and racism since the George Floyd killing or death. So and that's just Portland. This is not going away. And we've talked about this, how, you know, it sounded like things were dying off because there were shutdowns and because, you know, there was, you know, COVID resurgence. And, you know, unfortunately, it's taking force to stop force. Protesting peacefully is our God-given right. It's our constitutional right. And being able to walk and picket and, you know, shout our, you know, concerns, you know, that's our right. But once you start to have projectiles and fireworks and using tools and destruction of property, you know, the laws state that law enforcement is supposed to take over. Now, what some of the police are doing is, you know, since, you know, we had one officer shot in the head, pray for Shay, out here in Las Vegas, and, you know, we've seen, you know, multiple unfortunate assaults and injuries, many police are kind of taking a step back and waiting until it does get out of control. So it looks like they waited hours before they did move in as, you know, and declared a riot, you know, after power tools and fireworks and all that. So they let time go by. So we're noticing police are allowing things to go a little longer and then go a little longer. But there is a breaking point. There's a point where they legally, they have to step in, because not only do they need to protect their lives and protect private property, but they're also responsible for protecting the lives of the protesters. So if, let's say, somebody gets stampeded during a protest and it was friendly fire, so to speak, that person can sue the city for failure of protection, even though they willingly wanted to be at the protest. See, people think just because a protest happens or a riot happens, then all of a sudden all laws freeze. You're in a vacuum. That nothing seems to count. Well, that's not how lawyers see it. If something happens during a riot and it is on, you know, Seattle soil or Portland soil or under somebody's watch, they get sued. And, you know, it's not just the fear of the lawsuit. It's, you know, the fear of, you know, people getting hurt and people dying. And, you know, I mean, we want peaceful protests. America is supposed to be the place where you can peaceful protest. You know, what Martin Luther King did and so many other people who were, you know, fighting for, you know, civil rights and, you know, fighting against injustice, you know, they, you know, created, you know, mechanisms for us to be able to air our grievances and to make powerful statements, you know, but once it starts to turn deadly, once it starts to, you know, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of New York City and them trying to do the cleanup, but, I mean, New York City had to, before more destruction was done, start quartering off areas that people were destroying. And them cleaning up the graffiti and the, you know, and all the other, you know, like, remember Occupy Wall Street, hypodermic needles and, you know, drugs and feces. You know, some of these protests are public health risks when there is feces and needles and blood and broken glass. And these are public health risks. So if there's broken glass and another protester cuts himself on that broken glass, they could sue the state. They could sue the city. So Donald Trump is in that same position, the Washington administration, where people are like, wait a second, you have mayhem in one part of the country. This is what we pay you guys to do. Stop it. So it's not a win-win situation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There's So much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of former Congressman John Lewis is in the Washington, D.C. area for the final time. The plane carrying the Democratic congressman's casket touched down at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland a short time ago. The late Georgia congressman will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol later today and tomorrow. He'll be buried in Georgia on Thursday. Meanwhile, TV legend Regis Philbin will soon be laid to rest on the grounds of Notre Dame, his alma mater. Longtime co-host Kathy Lee Gifford remembered her friend on TV this morning.
He was the most grateful person in the world. He never forgot where he came from. And he worked from the bottom up. He was just happy to be on a set.
Gifford spoke on NBC's Today show. Philbin died over the weekend at 88. Hollywood screen legend Olivia de Havilland has died at the age of 104. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. Two Major League Baseball games canceled today because of an outbreak of COVID-19. Yankees-Phillies canceled along with the Marlins-Orioles game. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And yes, I will tell you when the new book is out. It's supposed to come out on Amazon this week called The Alpha Generation, Generation Alpha. Really, really excited about it, so we'll keep you guys posted on that because it's this generation of kids who are now at their maximum age 10, range anywhere from an infant to 10 years old. They got a lot to work out, right? Right, when they see the world that we're kind of leaving them right now. So, I don't know if you guys have noticed, But this whole COVID thing and COVID exposure to quarantines is a little bit of a cluster. Okay? The rules are easy if somebody's COVID positive. If you get a call, you were exposed to somebody who was COVID positive, you're home for 14 days. Easy, right? Boss says this person that worked next to you is COVID positive. You need to go home and quarantine for 14 days. Why? Because there's an incubation period of about 14 days. As long as you don't have any symptoms, you can return in 2 weeks. Some employers will do paid leave. Some won't, depending on how big they are and if you've already used your COVID paid leave or not. Okay? But that's not the usual situation. The usual situation is somebody's at work coughing or throwing up. Gosh, a lot of people have been throwing up lately. A lot of people throw it up. And it could be because, you know, maybe they're smoking a lot of marijuana. You know, they have maybe cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. Who knows? So you see somebody throw up at work or cough. Boss is like, you're out of here. Go. All right? Now, the employees who were standing around watching the person vomit, and even though it's disgusting to see, everybody likes to watch, like, oh, did someone throw up? And everybody wants to see. It's like, oh my gosh, somebody pooped in the pants. Everybody wants to see. You don't want to see it or smell it. It's like, oh, let's go see. So all the employees standing around go, what's going on? Okay, so the boss, like, everybody just get back to work. And then somebody goes, hold the phone. What if they have COVID? Oh, they have COVID. Oh, they might have COVID. Well, if they have COVID, we all need to go home. And the boss is like, whoa. Okay, the person just threw up. Yeah, the person had a cough. Whoa. No, everybody don't leave yet. Then somebody pulls out, you know, the guidelines saying, but if that person has COVID, we all have to quarantine because we were all near him when he threw up. And the boss is thinking, why did you guys come near him when he was throwing up? So they're right and he's right. Okay? What happens if somebody is sick and I see this all the time. And I get calls, and I'm like, you know, people are saying, I need to know for work. I'm like, somebody around me was coughing. If they have COVID, then I was exposed, and I need to be home for the 14 days. If they don't have COVID, I don't, but how do I know? I'm like, well, did the person get tested yet? They're like, no, he just got sent home today. So what I've been doing as a doctor, and I know employers don't like this, is I say, look, in medicine, we always have to assume the pathogen is there, okay, until proven otherwise. In medicine, you're guilty until proven innocent. You have cancer until we prove that you don't. That mass in your breast is cancer until we prove it's not. That cough is COVID until we prove it's not. You know, until we can really get really, really good at differentiating that cough from an allergy cough, from an asthma cough, from a bronchitis cough, from a bacterial pneumonia versus a COVID pneumonia, even though COVID people can't get bacterial pneumonias. Right now, if you're coughing, I need to rule out COVID before I could say you're good and you could go back to work. So I've been telling people, look, if you think you were exposed to COVID, then you need to be in isolation. See if you can work from home. Now, employers, they can't keep a place open if that's the advice being given. And so employers are like, well, wait a second, okay? You know, somebody could have just called in, say they were coughing, because they wanted to get out of work. I'm not going to close down the whole place for 2 weeks. Because somebody doesn't have COVID. So a lot of employers are like, look, we're going to follow the guidelines. Once somebody shows us there's a COVID test, whoever was working near them goes home. But if these tests are taken anywhere from 24 hours to a week to getting back, the last thing you want to do as an employer is know that your employees who got exposed are working and then exposing other people. So, because asymptomatic people can spread the virus, this is not a very easy topic. So, the guidelines really only discuss if you've been exposed to COVID positive. They stop short on saying that somebody next to you is coughing because they're a smoker. There's no way to tell. So, a lot of us doctors are like, look, if you think you were exposed and you don't want to expose others, you know, and you have a means to work and, you know, from home, I'm fine with that. Or if you think this person was that sick, where you really think it was COVID, I don't want you then turning around and spreading it to others. So I usually err on the side of caution and let them stay home. But we don't really have a lot of guidance on that because otherwise nobody would go to work. How many times have you been in a shopping center or getting groceries and somebody across the way while wearing a mask was coughing. You know, that's why at work everybody's wearing masks. That's why at work everybody's social distancing. So that they could still work unless there's an honest-to-God exposure that they could then prove that needs everybody else. Then the other thing that happens that you know, freaks a lot of people out is I get calls from people where somebody's husband is a physician and got exposed to COVID. So the wife works with you. You've worked with the wife now for weeks, and you just found out that her husband is COVID positive. So you worked with the wife who possibly is exposed to COVID, even though she has no symptoms. Well, again, the guidance is, well, she needs to get tested, obviously. You know, she needs to quarantine. And if she's positive, then everybody else needs to get tested. But until then, you know, I'm allowing people to play it safe if they can. You know, and when you do telemedicine, you really can't take people, you can't really write a note saying they're clear or not. You could give people work excuses, you could suggest an isolation, but we really aren't in that position because we can't test you. But somebody exposed to somebody who's married to somebody who has it, you see how nobody will be going to work. Now, Google has decided to let their 200,000 employees just work from home until July 2021. Google, I think, is feeling the weight of this. I think a lot of people are feeling the weight of it. And they're like, look, if you can work from home, then just fine, work from home. Facebook, I think, has 48,000 employees near, I think they're in Menlo Park. I think the average home is like 2.4 million. It's really, really expensive where Facebook employees. I mean, Facebook is allowing, I think, their workers to work from home. If they do choose to work from home permanently, they need to be very transparent about that, or there will be quote-unquote severe repercussions, meaning Facebook is probably going to fire you. And the reason why is you will be paid less if you work from home. Because if you're able to work in Nevada that has no state income tax, and which is way cheaper than working near Facebook, you know, living near Facebook in Northern California, and you don't, you know, then you don't need that high a salary. You know, for them to attract people to work there, I think the average salary at either Google, I think at Google, the average salary is $248,000 a year. Wow. That's incredible. But it's because they say average home price is $2.4 million. Not that that would even cut it. And I don't really want to quote this because I'm sure there's cheaper housing than that there. But if you're able to work from home, not worry about the exposure, you know, be able to be there for the kids who are now home. You know, I see a lot of, you know, this COVID thing is not ending in August, as you could tell. Schools are going to be mostly distance learning. Now people are going to have to work from home. Facebook says, all right, we'll do this, but then we don't have to pay you that much. So, and they're going to be really, really strict about that. And I don't blame them. Because again, if they're paying you a few hundred thousand a year, you know, because of where you have to live, and now you can live in a cheaper area, why are they paying you that? So I get that. And you need to be transparent. Now, people have asked, what about the taxes? Well, if you make money, if you work in California, you still have to pay taxes in California. If you reside in another state, you still have to pay income tax or state income tax. So it is a little tricky. And so you got to check with your state what the rules are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, interestingly, especially with us being in a recession and not knowing what the heck is going on in the world and, you know, with business loss and all that, Target and Walmart are going back to, just this year, closing their stores on Thanksgiving Day. And I believe they're still going to have Black Friday. But remember a few years back, they were like, well, wait a second, people are bored and they want to get away from the in-laws, right? After Thanksgiving dinner. So why not open up and start Black Friday the Thursday before at 6 p.m.? So rather than jump-starting Black Friday sales, they are going to be closed that day. Now, mind you, if, you know, people are like, wow, look at that, and they're doing that for COVID, and they're doing it, you know, for safety, and maybe they are. I think there is a lot of pressure on Target and Walmart and these retailers on how they're going to handle Black Friday ramping up. The first move is, you know what, let's just stay off Thanksgiving. All right, I think, you know, we can just kind of take a breather. Walmart and Target have been very busy. While all these other small companies, you know, were kind of forced to close, since Walmart and Target serve food, have grocery-style type of, business models, they were able to stay open. So being closed on Thanksgiving isn't going to kill their bottom line. So I get why they're doing that. I'm not saying this to be critical. I'm just being honest. You know, if they are being told that they need to really rethink how they're going to do Black Friday crowds and people storming and stampeding and falling all over each other and waiting in lines and being like, you know, neck to neck and breathing on each other, one of the easiest moves is, okay, you know what we'll do? We'll just kind of keep the whole Thanksgiving Day thing out of it, so at least we look like we're making a move. Okay? So, great. They get some public, you know, they get some, you know, PR showing that they are thinking about, you know, Black Friday and, you know, people worried about crowds. That, to me, though, doesn't do much for the next day. Now, Macy's CEO, Jeff Gennette, had said earlier in the month that they're going to pivot their Black Friday business more towards online, and they're going to go forward with full-force holiday marketing right after Halloween. Macy's have been having some issue. They've been having reduced customer traffic, and they've been, you know, not really balancing this whole COVID and, you know, not, you know how, you know, oh, can I, you know, want to try this perfume or do you want to try this fragrance and, you know, people coming up to you and, you know, when you don't have that suggestion, like every time I'm looking for a dress, okay, within seconds, somebody is right up on my shoulder going, can I help you? And I'm like, I really don't want you to, you know, look at the sizes I'm looking at. I kind of want some privacy. Like, okay, well, let me help you. You know, I'll walk into the changing room and let me know how it looks and if you need help. And I'm like, I want privacy, please. You know, I mean, I'm not going to steal the dress. It's a big dress. I mean, you know, it's a floor-length dress. I'm not going to steal it. But it's not that. It's the suggestive selling. You know, they know that if there's person-to-person contact, that, you know, there's a much better way for you to get, you know, for them to get the sale. So they can't do that anymore. And so, you know, clothing stores are having issues. Now, Target started opening on Thanksgiving back in 2011. Why? We were in the Great Recession. And then other stores jumped in saying, you want to know what? Yeah, I might as well make some money. And if, you know, most of these companies live on what happens during Black Friday, which, by the way, I think that name's going to change as well. You know, but the post-Thanksgiving shopping, why not start it hours earlier and make thousands upon thousands of dollars the night before? So, because again, you know, with football, the Cowboys always play, and that game's usually done by like 5, 6 o'clock, right? So at that point, we're like, now what do we do? So it's like, let's get out of the house and shop. I don't like to go, you know, because I don't like the crowds, but yeah. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I, you know, drove around. My husband and I decided to kind of, we do like to not so much eat out. We don't really like to eat out a lot because we don't want the salt and the preservatives and we don't want to spend extra money than we have to. But we do want to support these local businesses. So there was a breakfast place that I liked that I decided to take my husband to. And, you know, just kind of for brunch. And I had noticed that, you know, it was kind of struggling a little bit, so I wanted to go, and I wanted to, patronize it, so, you know, get some business. And we decided to kind of just drive around the shopping center. And every other shop was for lease. For lease. And it's interesting, because if you don't look for it, you don't see it. You know, a lot of us are avoiding the news. We're avoiding social media. We kind of want to put our heads in the sand. We just kind of really don't want to hear any negativity. Yet, I hear it because I hear from you guys, and I want to. I mean, I'm here for you guys, so I'm hearing, you know, the issues with the unemployment. I'm hearing the issues with, you know, you not being able to staff because people are always calling out. Or, you know, still wanting to get the unemployment, you know, because of that $600 extra a week or the, you know, so I hear your guys' cries. And I decided to just drive around, and it was an area I expected that would still be a little protected because it was in an area that had more middle, you know, to upper income. And every other store said for lease. And it didn't look like it from the outset because there were all these big stores with their signs. And then all of a sudden you see some of the signs not lit or some of the signs and you're like, the shopping center is dying. They have the facade of, look, we're, you know, we got all these companies, we got all these anchors because they need people to come in and rent and lease. And we talked about this. We predicted that the commercial real estate, you know, I should really talk about this. The commercial real estate, you know, glut. I actually made a bunch of predictions right before COVID. And it'll be kind of interesting. I think a lot of us predicted this anyway, just COVID accelerated it. The one prediction was, you know, people could buy online. Why would they need retail? Well, this accelerated it so much that we are seeing shopping centers half full, if that. And a commercial real estate glut will be such an anchor on trying to lift the economy that it could take years to repair. And, you know, retail was something that was always the go-to. You know, people would have little stores in New York or Philly or whatever, and, you know, and then, you know, department stores started to grow in the 40s and 50s and 60s, and they started to put little stores out of business, and then people wanted more of the boutique shops again, so they came back, and there was a pendulum swinging back and forth. But we have this whole new monster, which is not new now. I mean, we've had it for a while, but, you know, compared to all the other generations, this whole, you know, internet monster. And even though small companies could compete, you know, if Amazon doesn't have it, I could find another company that where they're probably selling it out of their house. I could find it online because I have no idea what the store looks like. But do people really need retail stores? You know, now some people do want to go out to eat, but they don't want to go out to eat if they think they're going to get COVID or flu. So retail stores trying to hold a restaurant, trying to hold a boutique store, trying to sell supplies is going to start to become extinct faster than you know it. And then the stores that were still living, you saw big signs going out of business or were open. You know, it's interesting. There's an upscale restaurant, pretty fancy restaurant, and they have a banner saying we're open. You don't really see banners. I mean, I, you know, see banners for salons and things like that, but one of these, you know, fancy five-star restaurants, you don't really see banners. Okay, it shows that people are really, really hurting. This isn't good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Rebel. I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.